So let's start from Daf Chofim Beis. Let's start from the bottom of V'takola Atzma Tanoihi. There are two sugyas until the new parak, two short sugyas, two very nice sugyas. So the Gemara now wants to point out this inyan of takola, meaning are we concerned that if you leave something around, and if you leave something that you're not allowed to eat, if you have something in your possession which is also v'achila, is there a concern you may come to accidentally consume it? Now what's the example? The example is truma tameya. You have in your possession truma that is tameya. What are you supposed to do with truma tameya? You're supposed to destroy it. Now the truth is, you're allowed to destroy truma tameya in a permissible fashion where you derive benefit. For example, if it's wine, you can sprinkle the wine on your dirt floor to settle the dust. So you've destroyed it, but you have also derived benefit, like shemen. You're allowed to destroy the shemen by using it in an air for illumination, for light. So if the truma was tahira, the only thing that you can do with it is to eat it. But now that it's tameya, and anyway it has to be destroyed, you're allowed to derive benefit in the process of destroying it. So if it was shemen, you would use it for your candles. If it's yayin has a use. You can sprinkle the wine on the floor in order to settle the dust. Now the problem is, if that's not such a good idea, because you don't need that much wine to settle the dust. Or maybe right now, at this moment in time, there is no dust. You're going to wait until it gets a little windy and the dust begins to float. So you're not going to destroy it immediately. You're going to delay. In the process of delaying the destruction of the yayin, you may get thirsty, and you may forget that it's tameh, and you may come to consume it. So the question is, do we allow you to put aside yayin, in this example, put aside the wine, and use it for settling the dust, when you're not going to do it right away, you can do it at a later point in time, and in the meantime, there is a danger that you may come to forget yourself, you may come to consume, you may come to take a drink and drink from the yayin. So this question is a machlokes tanoim. That's what it says over here, four lines from the bottom, b'takol atzma, this issue, is are we concerned you may come to be nene? Tanoihi, the title of the b'raisa, chav shal yayin shal truma shnitme. Barrel of wine, a whole barrel. That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of wine. Shenitmes. What do you do with it? Beshama says tishafei chevel. Chevel means a rope. Now I'm not exactly sure how the word rope here really gets into the picture, but basically means in one shot. You take a rope and you lower the rope down the window into the sewer, and you dispose of all of the wine without any delay. Don't use it to settle the dust, because if you're going to do that, it's going to take a couple of days time, and in the meantime you may forget yourself. So you shall immediately, without any delay, dispose of all the wine. Chevel here means in one shot. Ubeis Hillel, or he's very lenient. Te'osa Ziluf, no, you can be lenient. We're not concerned that you may come to be nechshol and drinking the yayin. That's tameh, that's chuma, because you're not allowed to drink. It's misav deshmaim to drink chuma, that's tameh. We trust you. Put a label on the barrel that this yayin is chuma tameh, and you can use it for ziluf to settle the dust. And we trust you that you're not going to come to drink it. Okay, so very simple. The simple machlekes. Omar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi comes to make a compromise. What's the compromise? Ani achria. I will make a compromise. Besadeh tishafech tchevel. If the yayin is not in the home, it's out in the field. So it's going to take you a lot of time and effort to bring the barrel from the field into your home. In the process of transporting it, you may come to forget yourself and you will consume from the barrel. Then, tishafech chevel, we don't trust you. Then we're going to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. The best thing is to spill it out into the sink, spill it out immediately. Babayis. But if the barrel of wine is already in your home, it's in your dining room, it's in your kitchen, so it's not a matter of coming in contact, then we can be lenient. We'll apply the opinion of Beis Hillel, and we'll let you do ziluf. Babayis te'osa ziluf. You can do ziluf. That's version number one. Version number two. Igdami some say b'chodesh tishrei chevel. That if it's new wine, and here's the mitzias, you cannot use new wine for ziluf. It doesn't work. when you want to settle the dust, grape juice just doesn't do it. You do zilaf with old one. We're not familiar with this art of zilaf because we don't have an issue of this bisman hazeh. But in time of Chazal, where they had dirt floors, yet not every type of liquid works for zilaf. New wine is not good. Old wine is good. So you're going to have to let the new wine age until it's fit for zilaf. So if it's new wine, then no, we're going to follow Beis Shammai. There's a chash. It's going to be around for a long period of time. May come to be nene. If it's chadash, tishafi chevel, spill it out immediately. If it's yashan, te'asa zilaf, you can do zilaf. But according to the Igid Yarmi, if it's a besod, that's not an issue. If you have old wine in the field, according to the Igid Yarmi, even in the field, in the sadeh, there's no concern. You are allowed, l'chatchila, to do zilaf, because there's no concern that you may come to Yinen in the time that you transport it from the field into your bias. Okay. Amrulo, so this is a third opinion. Now we had this gemara before, this gemara before, that normally we very much like compromise. Compromise is a very, very great art. You cannot be a politician if you don't know how to make a compromise. That's what politicians do. They make compromises. This is the metzias. So in halacha, it appears that the Gemara very much likes to make compromises. Rav Papa was very popular. He was from the great compromisers, Rav Papa. So here we have Rebbe, we have over here the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and he appears to follow this mahalach being a compromise. Beis Shammai, you know the story. Reuven says, one person says Chayef, one says Potter, and the third one says, you're both right. And then the other one says, how could they be both right? You also right. So here he's making a compromise. So they said to him, Beis Shammai is right, Beis Hillel is right, all depends. In this case, we'll go like Beis Shammai. In this case, we'll go like Beis Hillel. So the answer is, you can't do that. The only time you can do it in halacha is where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel allude to the compromise themselves. In other words, we had this gemara a few days ago, same idea. If Beis Shammai would say, Tishofei chevel bein besodeh bein bebayis. If Beis Shammai himself will express himself, if the yayin is in the bayis or the yayin is in the sodeh, I'm afraid you're going to be nene. Tishofei chevel, spill it out. Beis Hillel will disagree. Bein bebayis, bein besodeh, zilof. Oh, then we can have a compromiser, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, can come along and say, no, we in this case will follow Beis Shammai, we'll follow Beis Shammai Besodeh, and Mabayis will follow Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel never mentioned the words bias. They never mentioned the word sodeh. They just said categorically. Beis Shammai says, Tishofei chevel. Beis Hillel says, zilof. No mention of any distinction. So when you have a situation like that in the Gemara, and a third Tana comes along and says, a compromise, that's not called a compromise. That's called a third opinion, and the third opinion has no weight, has no greater significance than the first two opinions, and therefore we completely discard it. Amrulah, they said, Ein hachra shlishas machraske. That's a very nice still Gemara. That is a yesod that you find all over Shas, this concept. It's a Shas yesod. Okay, now we go to Nusag. Now, the next still Gemara goes back to what we learned before. Now, in order to understand the next Nishtal Gemara, we didn't do it yesterday because we ran out of time. Let's now do this Nishtal Gemara right now. It's a very easy Gemara. Let's go to Chaf on the base, okay? It's Chaf on the base. It's right in the middle of the page. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin, Rami, Truma, Apiska, Umeshane. Well, let's go to the next word, Uramin, Uraminu. It's right in the middle of the page. It begins with the word Viraminu. Okay, so let's see. This is a very good halacha. It's a very geshmaka halacha, and the Gemara is going to develop it in more detail right now. Here's the case. Here's the yisayt. Chavish shel truma. If a barrel of truma shenoylad bois. Oh no, that's the wrong case. I'm sorry. That's not the case I wanted. Go down a couple of more lines. Chavish shel truma shenishbara. Okay, so that is, if you look on the hagoyis v'tziyuno, you have different Gemaras. But it's like I would say two thirds down the page where it says chavis. We're just doing this case. Then we're going to go back to Talmud. We want to get the case. Chavis shel truma shenishbura begas. Begas vel yoina. You have a barrel of truma that broke in the upper portion of the wine press. Okay, so you have a wine press and you have wine on top and a bar of wine on the bottom. V'tachteha chulin tmeim, and the bottom is chulin tmeim. Beautiful case. You have a big pit. The pit on the bottom has tons, has a lot. Okay, we're not going to give the numbers, we'll get that in a moment, but there's a lot of yayin. That's chulin, that's tmeim. Okay, you have a pool on the bottom, wine, it's not truma, regular wine, and all the wine on the bottom is tamei. On top, you have nice barrels. Everything has been packaged, and you have a warehouse, and you have shelves. Now, obviously, it wasn't a very good idea to put the barrels of truma on top, but that's the way it is. And one of these barrels now springs a leak. And the wine of this barrel is truma tahira. And now it's spilling into the chulin. It's now spilling into the chulin tamein. And you got a big problem. And why do you got a big problem? Because as soon as a small amount of this wine spills into the chulin tamein, you now have a taruvis, a mixture of chulin and truma. Now, if the chulin would be tahar and the truma would be tahar, it's not the end of the world. Because you have a mixture of truma and chulin. So what's the halacha? Who give it to a kohen? So the kohen doesn't want it, so you have to sell it to him, so he doesn't need it, so you'll sell it at a cheaper price. Okay, fine. But there's a solution. It can be consumed. But in this case, the chulin is tenein, is tame. And now we have truma. So what are you going to have now? You have a taruvis, you have a mixture of truma, tumeya, because when the truma falls into this mixture, it automatically becomes tamei and chulin, a taruvis of chulin and truma, tumeya. What do you do with it? Spill it out in the garbage. Destroy it. Because you can't drink it, the chulin, because the chulin is mixed with truma. And you can't give it to a kohen, the entire mixture, is because it's all tamei. So there's no solution.
You could use it last sink, but no, could you burn it?
If it's shemen, yeah. But it's wine.
So you could do zilo.
Wine, but well, let's learn now for the moment, like Beis Shammai, for the moment. Beis Shammai says that even tishafi chevel. Let's learn Beis Shammai that you don't do zilo for this. It's new wine. You have to spill it out. Let's learn you to spill out. You got a big problem here, right? This is serious. So what are you going to do? So what do you do in this case? So it says over here in this brisa, Moida, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, everyone, they both agree. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Shem Yochel, Yochel Hatzlin Menor Revius, Betahara Yatzel." Now that's simple. And you can find in the warehouse a cup, a utensil, and take the cup and start capturing the truma tahara. Of course, I mean that's pasha. You should go and you should put it in the middle and salvage whatever is coming out. Vimla.
What's
your revius?
Only
revius? Because if it's less than a revius, why dafka revius? You know, I let's see the Rashi quickly. I forgot. Moide b'leza. I'm maskana koy. Vimla v'tehiv t'tamei. Okay, I don't remember why. I don't remember why. Let's put that aside for a moment. Why dafka revius? Yatzel, if it's less than revius, you're not mechuyev to. Could be not mechuyev to because it's a small amount. You can let it be destroyed. You're not mechuyev to save it.
Matzel revius, then you could use it.
Of course, right. Yatzel.
A minimum
revius. Yatzel. Fine. I don't remember the exact point. The Gemara is going to say, I'm sorry. I think the Gemara is going to really bring out the chiddush of why dafka. We'll come in a moment. Okay, but let's put that aside for a moment. That's not the point we need now.
Okay.
The point that we need now is what it says here. Vimlav, and if not, vimlav. Let's say you look in your warehouse, and you know what? I don't have anywhere in my warehouse kalim to hire him to save the wine. The only thing that I have, here's the beautiful case, are kalim tameim. I have a whole warehouse of utensils that are tamei. Now you have to deal with the case is going here where it didn't get, it's cracking, but it didn't happen yet. So what do you want to do? I want to take a utensil. I want to put it underneath the barrel to collect this chumotar. By doing that, I am biodayim. I am openly going to prematurely biodayim contaminate chumotahara. Because if I do nothing and I let it crack and I let the chuma tahara fall into the vat, the tchulin tmeim, I didn't do it. This was an act of Hashem, act of nature.
If you save it,
but if I go and I save it, I biodayim.
Did what?
I contaminate it.
You're not metamed.
I am contaminating it.
Who says it?
The kelim tmeim. Only thing that I have available are kelim tmeim. So by me taking a utensil and I put it there, I biodayim are going to contaminate the chuma tahara. So why would I want to do that? Why would Chazal be generous and allow me to go biodayim contaminate truma Torah? Because if I don't do this, what's going to happen? The whole pit is going to go to waste. I have a pit of chulin tmeim.
Tmeim.
Okay, chulin tmeim is good. I could drink it. Anyone who wants can drink chulin tmeim. A kohen also could drink chulin tmeim when he's tamei. So if the truma falls into the chulin, it's finished. The whole thing goes down the drain. Because when you have a mixture of truma with chulin and it's tamei, the whole thing has to be destroyed. So what do I want to do? I want to go take a utensil that's tamei and catch it in advance and contaminate the truma tarbiyodayim in order to save an entire pit worth chulin tamein.
What are you going to left with? You're going to left with truma tamei.
Tamei.
So truma tamea with chulin and truma tamein is the same thing.
Yeah, but the difference is I'm not doing it biodayim. If I do nothing, it's shev al tasa adif.
It's going to be the same thing.
No, it's not going to be the same thing. It's going to be worse. If I sit back and do nothing, what's going to happen? The truma tahira is going to fall into the pit of chulin tamein, and everything is going to be mixed together, and everything that goes in the garbage.
Well, again, why can't the kohen use it last?
Because it's tamei. It's tamei.
So
not yayin. You don't burn it. You don't burn yayin. Wine. Dealing with wine.
Oh,
wine.
Why is that?
Wine goes into the garbage. There's no zilaf. Forget about zilaf. It's too much. There's no zilaf. There's nothing to do with zilaf in this case. Let's put that aside.
I'm just left.
So nothing. You're left with nothing. Lovely. So what do you want? You want to be metam biyodayim, you want to be metam biyodayim the truma tahira in order to salvage the pit of chulin, of the pit of chulin tameim. That's what you want to do. So we have to go through. So what's the halacha? What's the machlekes? V'im lav. So what do we do? Where do we do this? So here it says in the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, don't you dare. Don't you do it biyodayim. Too bad for you. You're not allowed. It is an iser d'oraisa ushmartem es chumosai. You're not allowed to contaminate chuma tahira, no matter what. No matter what. How dare you? How dare you go and take a utensil that's tamei to catch the chuma tahira? By doing so, you're biyodayim. You're openly contaminating chuma tahira. And the Torah says you're not allowed to do so. Oh, but if I don't do anything, it's going to happen anyway. So good, as long as you don't do it. As long as it's not your maisa, it happens by itself. Tevid, let the yayin go down by itself, viti tame, vititma, and become tame. But don't you intervene. The al yit me'ena biyad, you should not intervene and cause to become tame biyad. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is machmi. You have to remember the names, they get confusing. Rabbi Yeshua says, nah, it's okay. It's okay. Go right and yit me'ena biyad, do it, because anyway, it's going to go to the garbage. So it doesn't make a difference anyway. You're out of state now. Let's look at the big picture. The big picture of things. Anyway, it's going to go into the garbage. So you might as well make the best out of a bad situation. So go right ahead. So
chulin tmeim, that's going to be...
You're going to save the chulin tmeim. That's why you want to do it.
I could drink
right, exactly. That's why you want to be metame. That is why you want to be metame the chuma tahara in order to save the chulin
tmeim. You want to save it, that it shouldn't go in.
It's not going to say you're contaminating it. You're not saving it, you're contaminating it in order to save the chulin tamei on the bottom. Okay, that is the end of the Gemara. That's all we need for our Gemara now. Now we jump back to our Dadav. Chaf al Molav. There we go. Amar Rabbi Yossi, top line. Amar Rabbi Yossi, now that we've learned Rabbi Chanina, Machloikis, this Machloikis that we just learned Rabbi Eliezer, that's Machmir, and I'm sure that's Mekel, is going Shnaflu, Lepachas, Mimei Asa. Is going in a situation where if you let the chuma fall into the pit on the bottom, what's going to happen? Everything is going to go to waste. Why is everything going to go to waste? Because you don't have bittul. How much chulin do you need to be mevatel truma? So when it comes to truma, the shiur is 100 to 1. When it comes to chulin, it's roif. It's 2 to 2 against 1. When it comes to truma, the shiur is 100 to 1. So here we're going in a case where the pit of chulin tameim is less than 100 times the amount of
truma.
Of truma.
If it's more than 100, then it's going to be
more. If it's more, if it's 100 times more than the amount of truma, then what would happen to the truma? The truma would become batel. So then you're not losing anything. You're not losing anything. Because let the truma fall into the pit, and the pit has so much yayin that it's going to be mevatel the truma. So the pit, you're going to be, the truma doesn't exist, it's batel. You're able to consume the yayin in the pit. There's no loss. So everyone, even Rabbi Yehoshua, who's very generous, right? Even Rabbi Yeshua, that's very lenient, will tell you, in this case, you shouldn't be so lenient. Because in this case, anyway, it's going to be mortar. Because anyway, the truma that falls into the pit will anyway be bottle. So in this case, what should the Gemara really say? The Gemara should say that even Rabbi Yeshua, that's lenient, in this case, the Limachan will tell you, don't in this case do it. Everyone agrees. Let it fall down by itself and become tame.
Fine, very good.
Tayinam
yachi. But it's not
going to
be
tame
because it's going to become bottle.
Right. Well. Right. Exactly. Become bottle. Right. Right. Exactly. Right. So let it. So it's going to become tame and it'll become bottle. Both are going to happen at the same time.
Tame is locked up, you know.
Right. Correct. Tayinam yachi. Chavis. Same exact thing. But here in this price, so the advantage we're going to actually use the names. And remember the names I told you. I told you that. What should it say in the Gemara? Even Rabbi Yehoshua, that was lenient, will tell you, in this case, don't be so lenient, because in this case, there's no need to be lenient, because anyway, it's become bottle. But Tanya, Yachavish Mishra, Begas, Hol Yoyna, Vitachachachame, Chulin, and the bottom is 100 times, Temein, Moide. So what does it say here? What should it say? It should say, Moide Rabbi Yehoshua, even Rabbi Yeshua, that is lenient, agrees that in this case you should be machmir, because there's nothing to gain. But it doesn't say that. It says the opposite names. Moide Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Yochel Lahatzlim, Men Revius, Batahara Yasel. If you can go and you can save it, Batahara, Gazum to hate. If you have Kalim to Hoyim, go right ahead. V'imlav, if not, Teir Vititami, don't do anything. If you don't have Kalim to Hoyim, let it go down by itself. Y'al Yitamen Abiyat. So the Gemara says, what? It should say the opposite, not Moide Rabbi Elias to Rabbi Yeshua. It should say Moide Rabbi Yehoshua. Even Rabbi Yeshua, that is Megal, shall agree that in this case, we should machmer. Hi, Moide Rabbi Elias, Rabbi Yeshua, Moide Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elias, ni boy elay. So the Gemara says, you're right, there's a mistake in the Girsa. Omar, Rab, Epoch, turn it around, period. That's answer number one. Answer number two. No, that's not what we're referring to. We're referring to what you asked me before. What is this business about the im yochel lahatzel revius yatzil? Of course you should save it. If you have truma tahora and the barrel was about to crack, you see the crack forming, and you know that you make a very quick calculation, you got 30 seconds until that liquid starts to drop. Okay, 30 seconds. You take out your cell phone and you press the button. 30 seconds counting. So, and you have available kalim. You have available in your warehouse kalim tohoyrim.
I thought the kalim tmeim.
That's the second case. But the first case is you have available kalim tohoyrim. First case that we discussed. The second case. What was the first case? The first case is there are kalim tohoyrim. Okay, just kalim tohoyrim. Revius. I told you that was the revius part. If you don't remember, just for now, we'll start fresh. Let's say you see that you have 30 seconds, and 30 seconds is the liquid's going to start to flow. And you have available in your possession kalim tohoyrim, chop them. Chop them and put it underneath the pot to catch it. So here's the chiddush. The chiddush is, what's the halacha? The chiddush is, you know what? Guess what? We're not dealing with ordinary kalim tohoyrim. If you have regular kalim tohoyrim that are 100% tar, of course. There's no chiddush. Of course. Go chop the kalim tohoyrim and save it. We're dealing with a very unique type of utensil. It's tohor on the inside, but tamei on the outside. Where do you have such kalim? Those are kalim which became coming from mashke, from water, liquid. According to the Gemara before, this is the Gemara before, this is special takana rabbanan, that min ha-Torah, mayim is not metame a kli. It's not metame. Liquids that are do not have the power, our liquid is a rish, a utensil, can only become tame from an as ha-Tumah. Midrabanan, a liquid has the koyach to contaminate a utensil. But Chazal said that because only midrabanan, they want to make people aware that it's only midrabanan, not midraisa, they made a special takana that if the liquid touches the outside of the utensil, not the inside of the utensil, only the outside is tamei and the inside remains tahor. To show that it's only a din derabanan. So that's what we're dealing with. You have a barrel of truma, and you see the crack forming. You now know you have 30 seconds to do something. You look around, you scan inventory, and what do you see? You have available a whole collection of utensils that are tameh on the outside and tahar on the inside. Now, you're not so swift with your fingers, and you know that if I go and I take one of those utensils and I try to position it to collect the liquid, I might get a little clumsy, and some of those truma may spurt on the outside of the utensil. And if I'm going to spurt on the outside of the utensil, I'm going to cause the utensil, the truma, to become tameh. Now, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer was very machmir. He was extremely machmir. He said you should never ever contaminate a yayin of truma, even if it means that all of your whole vat on the bottom will have to go down the drain. Never do it. You always use machmir. So I would say, just like he's machmir in that case, he'll be machmir in this case where there's a risk. Because in this case, even though the inside of the utensil is tar, since the outside is tameh, and I might be a little bit clumsy with my fingers, and I might have the yayin of chuma spread on the outside, maybe Rabbi Eliezer will tell me, you know what? Don't do anything with your hands. Because if you do something with your hands, you'll be metameh biyadayin. No, let it be an act of nature. The yayin will fall out into the vat, everything will go to waste, at least you didn't do anything. No, that's what the Brayse here is telling us. Moide Rabbi Eliezer, even Rabbi Eliezer, that's machmir, will admit, in this case, when you have kalim that are tohoirim, kalim tohoirim, on the inside, even though the outside is tummy, is going to allow you to eat. We're dealing with the ratio of the brayis, not the seifa. The gabay tame, mahu the same or Rabbi Eliezer who's machmir nigzar dilma noga gabay b'tshuma. The outside will touch the tshuma. Kamashlan, the Rabbi Eliezer admits to Rabbi Yeshua that you can be lean, you can do it. That's what it means here when it says moed Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Period. Hadnalach or le'arba osar. Hadnalach or le'arba osar. Hadnalach or le'arba osar. Okay. New pair. Kol shah. We had this mission before in the Gemara. Kol shemutu lechol machal b'hema. During, let's assume now very simply, during the, going like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, until the end of the fifth hour, you can eat and you can have pleasure. And the beginning of the sixth hour, what do? You have to burn it. There is no time in between. You go straight from eating, you can eat, derive pleasure, and then the beginning of the sixth hour, you burn it. Now that's derabanan, because min haTorah, you're allowed to eat until the seventh hour. So there's 1 hour that it's usher to eat, havana, and during that 1 hour, you have to burn it.
Six is 12 to 1. Right?
The 6 hours is 11 to 12.
That's 11 to 12.
No daylight savings times. We're dealing with 12 o'clock.
Min haTorah,
12 o'clock.
12:01.
No, 12 b'diyok, 12 on the dot. Min haTorah, 12 o'clock on the dot, it's usher behana. Usher b'achilu behana. And you're allowed to have it until 11:59. In 59 seconds, it's mutter. The Rabbanan came along and the Rabbanan said that at 11 o'clock on the dot, that's it, it's over. At 11 o'clock, there's 1 hour when it's osur behana mid Rabbanan as a buffer, and in order you should not make any mistakes.
But it's it's mutter to, wait, no.
No, according to the Rabbi Meir.
According to
Rabbi Meir, until 11 o'clock, you can eat, you can drink, you can have pleasure,
right.
You can do whatever you want. There's no limitation whatsoever.
From 11 to 12.
From 11 to 12 midrabanan, it's also to eat, to drink, to have pleasure. And what are you supposed to do during that time?
Burn.
To burn it. Mm-hmm. Along comes a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we're going to go back another hour. Until 10 o'clock, you can eat and do whatever you want. From 10 to 11, you're not allowed to eat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, and then at 11 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, it's also the hanah and has to be burnt. So now we're going according to the shita of Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is called Shashim Lech, going to Rabbi Meir, as long as you can eat, which means until 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, it's also min haTorah. 11 o'clock, it's also min haRabbanan. Kol shosh midlech, 11 o'clock, machil lebehema, you can have hanah. So until 11 o'clock, you can feed your chametz to your animals. Not only different types of animals. There's a behema, and there's a chaya. Ula oifoy, sent to birds. Umeichel lenach, you can sell to a goy, mutter behanah, so you allow to have pleasure. Ovar zemanoi, once you reach 11 o'clock, also behanosa, it's a rim to do our pleasure, and you have to destroy it. Now, once it's also behanah, and here's the chiddush. When it has to be burnt, normally, you know, when it becomes asur, lo yasik b'tanav yikrein, once it becomes asur behanah, you're not allowed to touch it. You're not even allowed to burn it. This is confusing because we burn it already when we're allowed to have hanah from it. You have to distance yourself at this moment. We learn these mishnayis, what is the halacha and what we do. We do custom. We do minhag. We burn the chametz during the time when we are allowed to have hanah. So we get a little bit confused and try to put aside what we do bizman hazeh with what the halacha is. Once you reach the sixth hour, 11 o'clock, chametz is also behanah. Once also behanah, you're not allowed to even burn it. Because if you're going to burn it, you may come to derive pleasure from it. So we don't want you touching it. We don't want you touching it according to this shita at this moment in time. Okay. So Rabbi says, so once you reach Avazmana, once you reach the beginning of the sixth hour, also behanah. So it's also behanah. V'lo yasik b'tiani krem. Once also behanah, you're not even allowed to take the chametz and use it to kindle, to light up a tana v'kirayim. You're not allowed to use it as fuel. No pleasure may be derived with this chametz, and it may not be used to kindle, to light it. It's allowed to derive pleasure. You're not allowed to derive pleasure, even if the pleasure is being done in the form of destruction. Okay, it is also to have any pleasure. You are allowed to burn. I take that back. Yeah, I made a mistake. I thought you're not allowed to burn. You are allowed to burn it. You are allowed to burn, and you are mechuyif to burn it, but you are not allowed to derive pleasure when you destroy it. One such simple pleasure would be to use it as fuel. That may not be done. Now we go to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein bir chametz." Now we go general halach. Okay, general concept. When you do bir chametz, so how are you mekayim bir chametz? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Ein bir chametz ela sreifa." No, you can, and this takah the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we follow this in Shulchan Aruch that you know that bir chametz. We of course in minhagim we burn chametz, but nikar hadin you can destroy chametz in any way whatsoever. You can flush down the toilet, you can crumble it, and you can throw it into the wind. Af meforer v'zor laruach u'matal yam, throw into the sea. That's a valid form of destroying your chametz. Now let's see. Now we go to the Gemara to analyze the Mishnah in detail. We learned this Gemara already a couple of daf ago. It says the Mishnah called Shoshim with Lechol Machil. As long as you can eat, you can derive pleasure. What is the implication? Ha kol shosh ein mamoter lechol. During the time when you may not eat, einay machil, you may not derive pleasure. Leima mas nisan deloy krab Yehuda. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda ha'ayigah chamesh, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a middle hour, there is the fifth hour, where you are allowed to derive pleasure, but you're not allowed to eat. That's a time when you cannot eat, but you can feed your animals. And since this Mishnah says that during the time that you're allowed to eat, you can feed your animals, and when you cannot eat, you cannot feed your animals, we're obviously not going like Rabbi Yehuda, we're going like a Meir.
You're not allowed to eat, according to Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat but machel, but you can feed your animals. Ditznan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, Oichlin kol chamesh. Rabbi Meir says you can eat the entire Rabbi Meir. You can eat the entire fifth, all the way up until 11 o'clock. You can eat and you can derive pleasure. The surfing, and then in the beginning of 11 o'clock, the 6th hour, it's also biachila and it is also bihano. The surfing mitchila shesh. Rabbi Yehuda and Mary says no, there's a buffer. You can eat until 10 o'clock. From 10 to 11, you can eat, you cannot eat, but you can have pleasure. Habiroi Meir Oiklin Kol Arba. The Toilin Kol Chomish. During this, from 10 to 11, you can derive pleasure, but you cannot eat. The Sarf Mitchila Shesh. So the Mishnah is obviously going like Rabbi Meir, the Alamai, Rabbi Meir. Okay, very good. So go fine. You're going like Rabbi Meir. Hai Kol Shoshimut Lechol Machil. If we really go like Rabbi Meir, there's an extra word in the Mishnah, the word mutter. The Mishnah could have saved us a couple of letters, and it could have said, Hai Kol Shoshimut Lechol Machil, Kol Shoshimut Machil. As long as you can eat, you can feed. Why does the Mishnah add the extra word shemuter? Shemuter has some other type of implication in this here. So Omar Rab Bar Ula, so everyone hopefully will remember this, we had this Gemara, that there's taka, a third opinion. Who's the third opinion? Rabbi Gamliel, Mastis Rabbi Gamliel, the Tzan, he taka holds a third opinion, that during the 5th hour, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to derive pleasure, but the Kohanim are allowed to eat truma. Masnisan Rabbi Gamliel heal. The Tznan Rabbi Gamliel. Oimer chulin necholim kol arba truma kol chomesh. You can eat until chulin until 10 o'clock. From 10 to 11.
Only Kohanim
are allowed to eat. So kolzman shemuter. Now we know what the word mutter means. Kolzman shemuter for Kohanim to eat, you're allowed, a regular Yisroel is allowed to have hana. So kol arba truma, dar ulamer kul nechem kol arba, truma kol chamesh, v'sarf mitchila shesh, v'yachi kama, kol shal shemuter le'echol koyim b'truma, as long as a koyim is allowed to eat, Yisroel machil, a Yisroel is allowed to feed chulun lebehema, L'chaya u'lo'ifais. Okay, so that's the Gemara's maskana. The Mishnah is following a third opinion that's not been mentioned in the previous parak, or maybe it was mentioned. It was mentioned in the part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, that we have a new chiddush until 10 o'clock. There's no limit from 10 to 11. Kohanim can eat.
And once Kohanim can eat, I could do.
Yisrael can be mach, can have hanor, right? And then we come to 11 o'clock. Then no one's allowed to eat, no one's allowed to have hana, it's over for everyone, midrabanan. And 12 o'clock becomes asr min ha-toira. Okay. And the Mishnah says mutter is going like, indicates that mutter for kohanim to eat. Now the Gemara goes another side point. Why does it say that you're allowed to feed to a behema, to a chaya, and to an oif? Let it just say a behema. What's the chiz eating all three? So let me look at Mr. Behema, let me look at Mr. Chayav L'Shrich. We need all three. The eton, the behema, the mishara. I may think that you only can feed animals. Why? Because the mishara chaza, it is the nature of domesticated animals that they leave over. If they leave over food, you see it. It's invisible. So if they leave it over, you will know I have to destroy it. Yes. I'll not be over. Aval Chayav, the mishara, ka Matzna Allah, it hides it. So I'm not going to realize it left it over. I'm going to forget to be mevatel it. I'm going to forget to be mevatel and to destroy it, to seek it out to destroy it. I'll be over Baladi Rabbal Yimotse. Emulo, I should not be allowed to feed a chaya, because if a chaya leaves over some of the food that I give it, it's going to hide it. I'm going to forget to say or call Hamira. I'm going to be in trouble. I would say it's forbidden. No, we trust you. Even a chaya, we trust you that you will guard to make sure that it's destroyed. If it's not destroyed, at least you'll be mevatel. Vito, a chaya mishum mishum di mishayra miyas matzno. That at least if the chaya leaves it over, if he leaves over, he'll hide it. So sort of he hides it. Rashi's a tremendous chiddush. He'll hide it. If he'll hide it, you won't see it. If you won't see it, you will at least not be over on Bal Yeroe. This Bal Yeroe, that Bal Yimotze, you will be over on.
for whatever reason, we're not concerned about that, but you now at least won't be a bali ra. Avu behemah zimnim demeshayr leaves over lemaska daite v'kal leib bali ra ubali yimot. So you'll be even both. The animal, if it leaves over, it'll be visible. But you're going out, you're busy, you're going to work now, whatever you're going away, you're going to buy your matzahs, and you'll forget about it. And in the meantime, the animal will leave it over, it'll be visible, and when you'll come home, you'll see it, and you'll be over.
You would say chaya, the reason why you eat it.
Because there at least, you know, and you're not going to be over in Baal Yeroya.
You're not going to see it.
The Hamar, you'll forget about it, and then you'll come back home and you'll see it, you'll be on Baal Yeroya. I would call it Baal Yeroya, Baal Yimotzeh. If I would say that dafka you can feed a chai, but you cannot feed a behema, that's why tzricha, the Mishnah tells them to know that both are permitted. You allowed to feed a chai, a lot of behema, there's no problem whatsoever. Fine, you lie. Oifay slamali, what added chiddush is there in a bird? A bird either leaves over, does not leave over. Einachnami, there's no chiddush. I did ton of behema, v'chai ton of nami. If it's einachnami, there's no chiddush. So what's the behema chai? We said also oifay. Okay, next. Omer chodach to a guy, you can sell to as long as you have hano. You want to sell to a guy? Sheet, of course. Liafuke mehay mehay tano. Tell you the b'sham b'sham is a tremendous chiddush. B'sham b'sham it says liyimuchu yimchod b'chemsel nachli. This will take away all the business from the rabbanim. You can't sell the chametz to a guy. Because the mitzvah of beer chametz means it must be destroyed before Pesach begins. If you give it to a guy, the guy is not going to destroy it. The guy owns it. It's going to be in existence. And that's now what the pasuk means when it says that there must be beer chametz. Tashbisu. The time b'sham b'sham it says lo yimkar adam chemsel nachri elam kim yodeh boi sheyich lo kodem Pesach ubeis silam. So there's no kol shmash mirlechem but the limkar you're allowed to sell it. So the mail of the chesed we're going not like b'shamai. You're allowed to sell it to the guy even 1 minute before the service man beer, and even though you know for a fact the guy is going to have in his possession, because that's not the problem. Now we come to a third opinion. The third opinion of Yehuda ben Beseir, he really follows the sheet of Beis Shammai, and he just says a very big chiddush is that when you're dealing with things that are not perishable, things that do not perish quickly, like kutach. Kutach is a dip. It's a dip, and these things can be around. It's made from chametz, and it can be around for months. So then, if you want to give kutach to a guy, you must get rid of it at least 30 days before Pesach, because you now have to think about your chametz. Even according to Beis Shammai that says you got to make sure that it's destroyed before Pesach, that choiva to make sure that it's destroyed before Pesach only is triggered within 30 days from Pesach. But more than 30 days away from Pesach, you now have to think about it. So Beis Shammai, you don't say, kutach kudav chomini, because all the times of kutach, this chomitz take a dip. Also, limkar, you're not allowed to sell to a guy shloishim yom kodim lepesach.
31 days before I'm allowed to.
You're allowed to. Why? Even though, because you're not allowed to think about what's going to be. You're not allowed to the chayv of the taking into consideration what's with the chomitz, not upon you within more than 30 days. But within 30 days it is, and since it's very mistaver that kutach will be around more than 30 days, merely you're not allowed to sell to a guy less than 30 days, because it'll be around according to the shita of Beis Shammai. But of course, according to Beis Hillel, you can sell the chametz until the very last moment.
Even
anything. Imamish, the very last moment, you can mamish the chametz, and you know if it'll be around. Next.
Or with
bahana. And during this time, it's with bahana. Pshit, of course. The case is going where it was scorched. It was scorched where before the zman, where its tam and mare is no longer visible. What do we mean over here? And in Mela, this type of chametz is going to be mutter afilu after. Now let's see over here. Rashi says, "Umutter behanasa kosal kedaitoch asha shemutter lechol kol pshita amar lechol." Next Rashi, let's tricha. V'hai mutter ala achar zman koy. When it says here that it's mutter behana, according to the Gemara's maskan, it means that if the chametz was scorched during the zman when it must be destroyed, that piece of chametz is mutter behana afilu after the iser zman of hana.
You chalcha before the iser of the drabbanon,
the rabbanon, iser drabbanon. So 11 o'clock is when it's also mid drabbanon. So if you take a piece of bread, a bagel, and at 10:45 you roast it, and it no longer has the tam and the mare of a bagel, of chametz, that means it's significantly destroyed, because if you just roasted a little toast, it's no longer tam b'mare, and now it's 11 o'clock, or it's even 12 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you can take that object which no longer has tam b'mara and half pleasure. You can use it for whatever you want. That's what it means. Mudu b'hanu b'shitul tzricha shchacha kodem l'zmanai v'kamashon k'dirava v'yamarava charuchai kodem l'zmanai mudu b'hanu afilu li'achar zmanai. Okay, it's a very chiddush. But again, you have to make sure that it no longer has tam umare. Tam umare, look at Rashi, shvahai mutul ala achar zman koi kugoyin shechorcha b'or yofer koidim zmano shebitel ta'amo, its flavor, umar isai. Okay, that's a significant type of destruction. Next Gemara. Ovar zman es behanosa. Let's say 11 o'clock passes. Once 11 o'clock passes, you have a piece of bread. Chometz as behanof, of course. Pshit, the Torah says, leitzricha l'shoiz d'rabbanon. Even during that sixth hour, from 11 to 12, it's poshut after chatzois, it's also in the Torah. But even from 11 to 12, it's only as d'rabbanon, even then it's going to become also behano. D'yomar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav Chia bar Yosef, Omar Rav Chiyochna, Makadish, tremendous chesh, Makadish, Mishay Shos L'mala. If a man is Makadish and Isha with chometz, after 11 o'clock, afilu b'chitid kurdonisa. Chitid kurdonisa is a type of wheat that grows in Horei Ararat, the place where the table landed. That's a place that's extremely dry, and though that type of grain does not turn into chametz easily, if maybe not even at all. However, the Rabbanan said, loy plug, if you take wheat and you grind it and you soak it in water, it turns into chametz. Even this wheat called chitei kurdonisa, which possibly min atayra, whatever the case is, it's only midrabanan, it's called chametz. It's chametz. It's chametz midrabanan. Even mitchilashesh. That's the chiddush. Even though it's only, even though the min atayra, it's mutar behana.
From 11 to 12.
11 to 12. But midrabanan, they said it's also behana. Right? Harat nikudesh is libitabazo kidas Moshe v'Yisrael. Totally in the das drabonon, the das Moshe v'Yisrael drabon. Drabon is that this also behana, it's no longer a shava pruta, and for kedushin it's shava pruta. I think the kudinitsa ain't a chayshim kedushin, it's not a kedushin, you don't need there to be a get, it's not even a kedushin, the drabon, look at Rashi, it's Rashi, chidi kudinitsa. Water came in contact with this wheat, which is very, very hard. It doesn't matter. It's called chametz. It's also behana. Also behana has no value. No value. The woman is not married. Next. Once the Zman Issa arrives, you're not allowed to derive any pleasure, even to light up, even if the pleasure will be derived in the process of burning, of destruction. Pshit, of course. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mentioned in the Mishnah, the only way to destroy chametz is to burning. Even according to him, that's what you got to do. You have to burn it. So it should be no difference. Anyway, I'm being kind of the midst of the shreifa. I would think, so what's so terrible that while I'm destroying it, allow you to have hanot the moment when you destroy it, and know that even according to Yehuda, that you have to destroy it, but you're not allowed to do any hanot when you are destroying it. Okay, next one. Now we'll go quick. Also the hanah. How do you know that you're not allowed to have hanah? Where in the Torah does it say the word hanah? Nowhere. Challenge you. Find me in the Torah where it says that you're not allowed to have hanah from chametz on Pesach. Shneamar, it doesn't say. All it says lo yeochel. Now it does not say lo yochal. Yochal is in the gavra, right? Yochal is the person should not eat. Lo yeochel is passive. That chometz should not, the object should not be eaten. So the Gemara is making a very complex drasha. The fact that it says the chometz should not be eaten, and the Torah did not say that you should not eat the chometz, we make a drasha that in no way should chometz be a source of pleasure. In other words, maybe you'll sell it. I have chometz. I'll sell it. I'll convert it into cash. And through that cash, I'll have pleasure. I'll buy a steak. I'll buy something. The fact that Torah said lo ye ochel instead of lo yochal, it's telling us in no way may there be any. It's an extra drasha. No way may there be any pleasure. If the Torah only wanted to limit you to eating, it should have said you should not eat. Because Torah did not, the Messiah is not lo yochal, but lo yochel. It's telling you an extra chumrah, it's a drasha, nothing more than a drasha, that it may not be any pleasure. Lo yehe by heter achila, there may not be any permissibility of achil. In other words, I'll go and I'll have pleasure, I'll turn it into money, and with that money, I'll buy kosher lePesach matzah, shmur matzah, with the money. No. Time now. Now comes a new Gemara. Okay, this is an easy Gemara. It's a very common praise all over. The Gemara now says, "Time, the Kosher Chachmana lo yeochel chametz." The only reason why we know you don't have an ez is because it says the pasuk lo yeochel, haloi kosav lo yeochel. But if it did not say the word lo yeochel, it says lo yoichal. Then havamina israchi lemashma israhano loy mashma. Okay, that's what the Gemara is telling us. Upligud Rabbi Avo. The Rabbi Avo disagrees. Rabbi Avo says you don't need this drasha. In other words, it's a nice drasha. Rabbi Avo is not coming to disagree that there's a drasha. It could have said lo yoichal, and it says lo yoichal. Okay, so we have a drasha available. We will figure out what to do with the drasha. Do not worry. We have plenty of things to make drashas for. But if the Torah would have said lo yoichal, according to Rabbi Avo, that also would indicate that it's also behana. Because every time it says the word achila, in any shape or form, yochal, yeochel, or sochlu, it automatically includes with it an iser hana. How do we know this? We know this from Nevela. Because Nevela, it says, don't eat, but you're allowed to have hana. Why did it have to tell? If achila means literally eating and not hana, automatically you're allowed to have hana. So why did it say don't have hana? It must be that generally, whenever it says don't eat, it automatically means do not have hana. We please Rabbi Avo. Then Rabbi Avo come up with Shnemek says lo yoichal or lo yeochel, whatever it is, ulo sechal, ulo sechlu, echad es achil vechad es hana mashma. At unless you have an exception. What's the exception? On Shefer l'chakosav k'derech, like Sheparat l'cha b'nevela. The time of the Brisa, lo yisrech l'cha nevela. Don't eat nevela. Now, what does that mean? Eating means, stam means, according to Rabbi Avo, it means Isser Achila and Isser Hana. But no, it says Hana is mutter. L'ger Shebeshecha titinen of Achala. Give it to a ger. Ger here means a ger toishav. A ger toishav is someone that lives in Eretz Yisrael and is makabel upon himself the sheva mitzvot b'nei noyach, not to avodah zarah.
Without that, then there'd be osala.
Exactly, that's the point. Exactly the point. But rather, don't eat it, but rather have pleasure. What's the pleasure? The pleasure is giving a gift. That's a very great pleasure. Giving a gift is a very great pleasure. L'geshav shecha titinen of Achala oy, or cash. Cash also a very great pleasure. Cash is king. Mm-hmm. Give it to Oi or Mechol Denach. We sell it to a guy. Now, Elia. Now we're going off on a, tangent. Now we're going a little bit out of control here. Here we go. Elia. The pasuk says two things: either give it as a gift to a ger toishav, or sell it as cash to a guy, which means someone who worships avodah zarah. Elia l'ger b'tin asina ulenachir mechira. How do I know that I can sell it to a ger toishav? L'ger b'mechira minalon tamuloymar. It's, don't put the period. It was, even the pasuk says, so don't. Don't put the period after the word oy mechor. The way you read the pasuk with him, shushal mikra, it's oy mechor lenachri. No! Don't put the period before the word O. Put the period after the word O, mechar. Or sell. How do you know the other way around? L'nachri bin asina, you can give a nachri a gift. Oh, what a little sechonim. Okay, not so pasha, but you want to give a gift. L'nachri bin asina, ayin tam aloymar. Put the period before. T'tneno v'achola, oy mechar l'nachri. Nimsei sonner, so it comes out according to Rabbi Avo. It comes out. Echad ger, v'echad nachri, bein b'mechir, bein nesina, divi Rabbi Meir. According to Meir's understanding, according to Meir, the bottom line is, when it comes to nevela, you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to have hana. What's the hana? Either give it a gift to a ger toishav, or give it b'mechira to a guy. But the truth is, you can do vice versa as well, because you can put the period in different place, and you can give
that's
it as a gift.
Thing, but
right.
The main thing is that what
exactly
that
right. One more line. Rabbi Yehuda says, Dvam k'nichsav, he doesn't like this drasha. It says, Leger b'nesina, no. Leger, when it says, oh, it's very specific. You only can give it as a gift to a ger toishav, l'nach b'mechira. Okay, then the Gemara goes to my Thomas, but we have to stop over here.